gentlemen, if I can now take you to the two questions that you can see on the smart board. And superficially, they look quite similar. And I think this is a very useful thing for us to do in revision. Because I don't believe that you will go into that exam hall not knowing enough. But I do believe when you go into the exam hall, you're going to be very stressed and the adrenaline will be pumping. And again, this will show you the importance of planning, of having the nerve to put the pen down and think. So on the left, or at least my left here, is the 2018 question, which you've got a model level 5 answer to in your booklet. To what extent was Elizabeth I satisfied with the religious settlement of 1559? On the right, to what extent was the 1559 religious settlement of Via Media that satisfied nobody? And of course, both of these essays are asking you about the religious settlement, and both of them have got the term satisfied in the question. So you could see how a student, and I'm going to explain how the difference, could answer the plan on the right to the essay on the left, and vice versa. Okay? So, let's have a look at the 2018 question. And of course, this one asks specifically about Elizabeth. And that's the big difference, isn't it? The one on the right, and I'm sure you got this, is asking about Catholics and Puritans, how they felt about it as well. The one on the left is a more focused and narrow question. So, with this paragraph here, you need to focus on what Elizabeth was trying to do in her religious settlement. And I've come up in red here with 3 points. Personal control, A. A Protestant settlement, B. And not provoking the Catholics, C. Can you see straight away how much easier in the confines of the time you've got if you're arguing, if you've got a position for Elizabeth's religious belief is? Yeah? And that would be true here as well, but less so. Okay. So, here you need the detailed learning. Once you've set out those three terms, you need to be able to go through the details of the act of supremacy. And I would argue that this was what Elizabeth wanted more than anything else. We're not looking at the Puritans today, but it's interesting that when she really fell out with the Presbyterians, it was when they started attacking the bishops, because the bishops gave her control. Yeah? Before that, she was quite happy to tolerate them. Then they're getting locked up. She's not only happy to tolerate them, Grindal was a sympathiser, and she appointed him Archbishop of Canterbury. So I think personal control. And here's a little tip. If you're looking at this and thinking, well, I don't know if she's more interested in A, B or C, personal control, a Protestant settlement, not provoking the Catholics, you need to be able to pick one you think that's the most important and explain why. Yeah? You can't answer this question if you haven't got enough evidence to write a paragraph about the act of supremacy. But if you have, it's easy. Have a look at paragraph B here, the act of uniformity in the injunctions. You need to be able to pull out in B and C what bits were Catholic and what bits were Protestant. What bits would the Catholics be particularly okay with? Stained glass windows, not allowing marriage, for example. What bits were really quite Protestant? Yeah? Now, we did this by the that colour coding tasks. Do you remember that? Yeah? So you've got it pulled out between what's Protestant and what's Catholic. If you are able to talk through the Act of Supremacy and the bits of the Act of Uniformity and the injunctions up to 1563 that are Protestant and Catholic, and you can apply them in that framework, I don't think they can ask any more of that than you're tying each paragraph back to satisfied. That is what the chief examiner meant when he said interim judgments. And that's how you answer the question, to what extent was Elizabeth I satisfied with the 1559 religious settlement? But look over here. Say you'd done that essay, or you'd read the example from the exam report, and then this question comes up. To what extent was the 1559 religious settlement a compromise that satisfied no one? They're not going to start using Latin in the title. That's just me being a bit poncy. Okay? You can see, can't you, how lots of children, I apologise, lots of students will think, great, I'll answer about how Elizabeth is satisfied. And you've got to use the same information in different ways. But this time, you're looking at the Act of Supremacy and comparing it to Elizabeth, Catholics, Puritans. You're looking at the Act of Uniformity, Elizabeth, Catholics, Puritans. Then you're looking at the injunctions, Elizabeth, Catholics, Puritans. And then you've got a sustained judgment, which would they be most happy with? What have we learned from this conversation? Titles that look the same require really quite different answers. The 2018 question doesn't really require you to know the Puritan and Catholic views of the religious settlement. You can't answer my one, with a bit of Ponzi Latin in it, without knowing that. You know, going back to the phrase I've used to you when we do the Russian stuff, this is a macro question, this is a micro question. One final thing to say about this. I'm sure when you looked at those past questions, you noticed that last year's question said up to 1589. And this does seem to be a trend where they're asking for bits of period. They think they're doing you a favour. I think actually that's a little bit generous. In part, they're trying to do you a favour by making sure you don't have to write too much. But in part, they're also saying, well, a student that's talking post-1589 doesn't know their chronology. So chronologies are more important now than perhaps they were before the curriculum reform. And this is really all I want to say about comparing two essays on the religious settlement that look similar but are actually fundamentally different. Okay.